بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لم تر المتحابين مثل النكاح، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, and the broader listeners, our time is short and our topic is specific, and that is marriage and family ties. So I hope in my humble time I can adequately communicate a message, thereby add value to the couples that are married and provide some direction for prospective couples. I often say, and I strongly believe, that if a person enjoys a healthy marriage, a sound relation, then it is the only institution that can adequately empower him, energize him, motivate him to resist all the difficulties of life. By way of example, if a man's health is not good, his business is not flourishing, the economy is not good, his children are not obedient, but he comes to a healthy marriage, he comes home to a safe relation where he can unwind and relax with a partner with whom there is understanding, then the motivation he will draw from this marriage will empower him, will strengthen him, will give him the ability to go out, face, combat the challenges of life. But reverse the scenario, reverse the cycle. If a man has a miserable marriage, a marriage that unfortunately has turmoil and turbulence, a marriage where there's discord and bickering, and everything else in his life is prosperous, his health is good, he is wealthy, his sons are obedient, he has a flourishing business, the country is wonderful, the collective prosperity of all the other angles of life will not able to empower him to resist the difficulty of his marriage. So unique is the institution of marriage. On a lighter note, and I always flavor my talks with some humor, this husband returned home early. So his wife said, "Darling, why did you come home so early today?" He said, "The boss was angry. And he told me, get out, go to hell. So I came home." The boss at home was angry with me. He said, "Get out of here, go to hell." So I came home. Now that might be laughable, but unfortunately for many of us, our homes have become hell. I want to share with you two incidents, and I hope I can confine it to time. One is in terms of when we get married, and one is after marriage. Salman radiallahu anhu wedded a woman in Kinda. Salman radiallahu anhu tazawwaja imra'atan fi Kinda wa bana biha fi baytiha, and he consummated the relation at her house. فَلَمَّا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةَ الْبِنَاءِ مَشَى مَعَهُ أَصْحَابُهُ. When it was the night of his wedding, his friends accompanied him and they went to the house where he was getting married. The nikah rituals were performed, the marriage was solemnized, and when he got to the house where he was going to spend the first night with his newly wed wife, he said to his friends, "Irji'u ajarakum Allah. Irji'u ajarakum Allah. Okay, you can go back home. I will be fine and I will be okay with myself." وَلَمْ يُدْخِلْهُمْ عَلَيْهَا كَمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَا. And this is the mention of the narration. He did not invite his friends home like foolish people would do, where unfortunately they would violate and overstep the boundaries of morality. Anyway, as he enters the house, he finds that the entire house is all draped up, and it's an occasion, and it's an excitement, and there's a buzz, and there's an atmosphere. So he asks the people of the house, أَبَيْتُكُمْ مَحْمُومٌ أَمْ تَحَوَّلَتِ الْكَعْبَةُ فِي كِنْدَةٍ. Is your people's house sick that you have to cover it so much? Or is this the new Kaaba? So they said, مَا بَيْتُنَا بِمَحْمُومٌ وَلَا تَحَوَّلَتِ الْكَعْبَةِ. Neither is our house sick, nor has the Kaaba changed. So he said, okay, listen, I just got married and this is my first day. مَا بِهَذَا أَوْصَانِي خَلِيلِي. But my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not advise me to start my marriage like this. He then removed all the curtains and the drapings and the fancy things, and he left one curtain to obviously block the entrance of the house. He further goes inside, there's quite a bit of gifts that are presented before him. لِمَنْ هَذَا الْمَتَاعُ. What is all these gifts and all these things? He said, مَتَاعُكَ وَمَتَاعُ إِمْرَأَتِكَ. This is for you, this is for your wife, this is for your family, this is for your life. He said, مَا بِهَذَا أَوْصَانِي خَلِيلِي. I'm afraid this is not what my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to me. The message I'm echoing is, we have to start our marriages on the correct basis for it to ultimately bring the good we anticipate. He then gave all those gifts in charity. There was a host of servants around him. What is all this? No, you've married into a wealthy home in the lap of luxury, super affluence, everything is found for you. He said, I'm afraid these were not the advisors of my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyway, he brought everything down to a very simple structure, and there were some women that were in the house. So he said to them, هَلْ أَنْتُنَّ مُخْرِجَاتٌ عَنِّي وَمُخَلِّيَاتٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِمْرَأَتِي. Would you people kindly now leave my wife and move on? And it will be me and my wife, and we will then commence our life. They said, that's fine. And all the women of the house left, and he then put the curtain down. He then sat down next to his wife. مَسَحَ نَاصِيَتَهَا. He then put his hand on her forelock. وَدَعَى بِالْبَرَكَةِ. And then he read the relevant du'as. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma jabaltaha alayh. Oh Allah, I ask you the goodness from this woman. I ask you the goodness from the progeny of this woman. And I ask you from the evil and the evil that is to come. Then he said to his wife, هَلْ أَنْتِ مُتِيعَتِي فِي شَيْءٍ أَمُرُكِ بِهِ. Oh my wife, will you listen to me if I tell you something? She said, جَلَسْتُ مَجْلِسَ مَنْ يُطَاعُ. I am listening and I am totally focused on you. You say and I will comply. So he said to her, you know, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advising me, أوصاني خليلي إذا اجتمعت إلى أهلي أن أجتمع على طاعة الله عز وجل. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, the day I get married, I must commence my union with the obedience of Allah. So oh my wife, before we engage in conjugal relation and before we share the bed together, would it be fine that we both pray salah? I will supplicate Allah and you will say Ameen. How great a beginning for a young couple. How fruitful a beginning for a young couple. He then prayed and she prayed. He supplicated and then she said Ameen. ثُمَّ قَضَى مِنْهَا مَا يَقْضِ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ إِمْرَأَتِهِ. And then he met with her in seclusion and he seen to his physical and his human needs. In the morning as he came out, his friends came around to him, which is very common in the world. غَدَى عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُ. كَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ أَهْلَكَ. So like Salman, how was it? How was the first night? So he just walked away. They came back. Salman, how was the first night? He walked away. Salman, how was the first night? He walked away. And then he got angry and he said, إِنَّمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى السُّتُورَ وَالْخُدُورَ وَالْأَبْوَابَ لِتُوَارَ مَا فِيهَا. The reason why Allah has made doors and curtains and windows is, what happens in my bedroom remains in my bedroom. It doesn't come out in the public domain. Now we know the net and the evil chatting and gossip, and people's most intimate lives are put out in the public domain. And then he went on to say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المتحدث عن ذلك كالحمارين يتسافدان في الطريق. The one who is intimate with his spouse, shares the bed with his partner, and then exposes his private life in the public domain is like two donkeys who mate in public. I'm saying the culture of a Muslim, marriage or otherwise, is two: morality and simplicity. Now the next hadith I want to share with you, and that ties up again with the institution of marriage. What did I say? If your marriage is intact, my brother, you will come home and your battery will be charged. You will have strength to face the next day. But if you come home and your battery is not charged and your marriage is not intact, I'm afraid that man is really going through a crisis. Abu Talha and Umm Sulaym, two great sons of Islam, two great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. They were married, happily married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test the union, and one of their children became sick and became very terminally ill. أَنَّ إِبْنًا لَهُ إِشْتَكَى. So obviously, anyone who is a parent knows when either of the children are sick, the relation takes a strain. The relation goes under pressure because the talent, the resources are focused on that child. The parents neglect themselves for the sake of that child. Unfortunately, many a times in our scenario, when we have a problem with a child, either he's a failure in school, or he's a delinquent in academics, or he's an outcast amongst his friends, sometimes we don't have a common approach. So the mother has an approach, the father has an approach. Now we're dealing with two separate issues. There is bickering between the spouses, and there is a problem that the child needs to be attended to. Here is a sick child in a marriage. Abu Talha goes out to work. Allah's doing, while the father is gone, the son passes away. Umm Sulaym is a woman that the world will never see again. Radiallahu anha wa arda. She gives the ghusl to her child. She wraps the kafan of her child. And she says to the family members, لا تحدثوا أبا طلحة حتى أكون أنا. Listen, when my husband returns from work, nobody breaks the news to him. It's my husband and it's our child. And I know what is the correct moment and the correct time, and I will gradually approach the topic, and at the correct moment I will have to break the tragic news to my husband. So I don't want anyone to sound the alarm bells. I don't want anyone to sound panic to my husband. What a woman of maturity and integrity. Can you imagine the contradiction and the clash of emotions? She wraps her son and keeps him in the house on one side. The husband returns from work. Obviously the son is sick, so the first question is, how is the little one doing? How is the little one doing? Now we think we know therapy and psychology. Umm Sulaym said, هُوَ أَسْكَنُ مِمَّا كَانَ. He is more peaceful than what he was. What did Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha say? Look at her diplomacy, her tactfulness, her vision. He is more peaceful than what he was. The husband interprets that as symptoms of recovery. She understands the husband is tired and exhausted. The hadith of Bukhari, قدمت إليه العشاء. She then presents a platter of food. Can you imagine this woman who cooked a meal while her son's body was lying at home? The husband then ate of the meal. He was hungry. He had a long day. He was tired. He was exhausted. After he ate and he was satiated, she realized that he has a physical need. Read the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. He has a physical need. He is a human. He is in the outside world. And he has a need to approach me. The hadith goes on to say, تَصَنَّعَتْ لَهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانَتْ. She adorns herself. She beautifies herself. She decorates herself. She puts on the smile while the janazah is lying in the house. I'm saying this is the institution of marriage. People say marriage is not a bed of roses. I say, my brother, life is not a bed of roses. Was life any easier before marriage that you say marriage is not a bed of roses? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created man in challenges. Marriage allows you to grow. Marriage allows you to mature. Children allow you to develop the broadness of shoulders. She decorates herself. She adorns herself. The husband then approaches his wife. And he becomes intimate with his spouse. And they enjoy a healthy night of intimate relation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كل تهليلة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن منكر صدقة وفي بضع أحدكم صدقة. When you say Allahu Akbar is charity, when you invite towards good is charity, and when you share the bed with your spouse, it is also charity. So the Sahaba said, أَيَأْتِي أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ. O Prophet of Allah, when I am intimate with my spouse, I am indulging in my lust, how is it that this is charity? He said, if you had to fulfill your desire in a wrong place, then it would be a sin. In the very same way, when you fulfill it in the correct place, it is reward. Now listen to this part. He had a good meal. His wife welcomed him. She seen the need. She embraced him. They have the night of intimacy. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْ أَنْ شَبِعَ. These are the words of Bukhari. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْ أَنْ شَبِعَ. When the wife understood that my husband's needs have been adequately taken care of. He's now relaxed. He's calm. They're having a light moment. He ate. His physical need has been seen to. Every partner understands his spouse. As the marriage evolves, the relation develops, you get to understand one another in a greater way. And this is the beauty of marriage. At the first night of your relation, you become so intimate with your partner that never were you ever so intimate with even your mom or your dad or your sibling. In the very first night, all barriers are broken. This is the institution of marriage. Hence Allah said the verse I recited, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Among the signs and the symbols that reflect the magnanimity and the greatness and the grandeur of Allah is the institution of marriage. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And through marriage, Allah puts affection and mercy. Affection and mercy. The wife realized the moment is correct. She taps her husband. My darling, I need to talk to you. I need to have a word with you. The husband is pleased, my darling, go ahead. It's a casual, it's a relaxed atmosphere. Look at the maturity of this woman. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ قَوْمًا أَعَارُوا عَارِيَتَهُمْ. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ قَوْمًا أَعَارُوا عَارِيَتَهُمْ. If somebody borrows you an article, somebody borrows you an item for a period of time, you can use my car for 2 months. You can use my watch for 1 year. look at this psychological approach. If somebody borrows you an article, my husband, for a period of time, and the time has lapsed, the period has ended, do you have the right to refuse that article and do not return it? So the husband says, no, obviously not. But what are you talking about? What are you saying? It's the dead of night, we've been closed, we had a good night. She breaks down. She's into tears. Oh my husband, ihtasib ibnaka indallah. Our baby was borrowed to us by Allah. The time has expired, Allah has asked him back. They even dropped silence. My word, what has happened? He tells his wife, you leave me, I drown in my lust, and my son's body is lying in the house. She comforts him. There is a hug. And only those who've been through it can understand it. Allah make it easy for every parent. And may Allah don't test us. She comforts him. She consoles him. She says to him, go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and narrate the entire incident. I'm saying, where are they drawing the strength from? One another in the marriage. Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahun. Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahun. Allah said, your wife is a garment unto you, and you are a garment unto your wife. What are the many objectives of clothes? If a person has a scar on his body, or he had an open heart surgery, but when he clothes himself with a beautiful garb, nobody can see the scar on his stomach, on his belly, on his chest. My brother, you are there to conceal your wife. She is there to conceal you. It protects you against cold and heat. It gives you comfort and shelter. You are there to give your wife comfort and shelter. You are there to give her comfort and solace. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Prophet of Allah, this is what has happened. My son has passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him, gives him words of condolences. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, A'arrastumul layla? Did you meet with your partner in the night as well? He was informed via revelation. He said, yes indeed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforted him and said, Barakallahu lakuma fi laylatikuma. Barakallahu lakuma fi laylatikuma. Let me give you the glad tidings. In you meeting with your spouse, Allah has blessed your union, and a child will be born from this nice conception. One of the narrators of the hadith says, I had seen the boy who passed away that night, and I also seen the child that was conceived on that night. In the miraculous system of Allah, he was born and he grew up to become a father of 9 children, kulluhum qad qara'u al-Qur'an, every one of whom was a hafiz and an alim of deen. In English they say, if you don't find happiness at home, you will not find it anywhere. If you don't find happiness at home, you will not find it anywhere. There is no other place we can go back to. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? 3 things. Amlik alayka lisanak. Amlik alayka lisanak. Take care of your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. And let your house accommodate you. Let your house be conducive for you. Meaning have an environment that welcomes you at home. وَبِكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكِ. And cry and lament over your sins. I leave you with these couplets. لَزَوْجَةٌ مُطِيعَةٌ عَيْنُكَ عَنْهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. لَزَوْجَةٌ مُطِيعَةٌ عَيْنُكَ عَنْهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. وَطِفْلَةٌ صَغِيرَةٌ مَحْفُوفٌ بِالْعَاسِيَةٌ. خير من الساعات في ظل القصور العالية. لزوجة مطيعة an obedient wife, a respectful husband. عَيْنُكَ عَنْهَا رَاضِيَةً. When you look at her, it brings happiness, it brings joy, it transmits warmness. وَطِفْلٌ صَغِيرَةٌ مَحْفُوفَةٌ. And a well-kept child, a child that you can, is pampered, is given love, is given affection. And a house that is kept clean, and a home that is provided. خَيْرٌ مِّنَ السَّاعَاتِ فِي ظِلِّ الْقُصُورِ الْعَالِيَةِ. It is better than spending hours and hours in the most palatial of palaces at the most exotic of place. Khadija radiallahu anha, the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she passed away. But she stood with him 25 years in the marriage. The only woman from all his spouses who enjoys the privilege of being exclusive to him. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was married to Khadija radiallahu anha, our mother, he had no other wife in his marriage. She passed away. And then he got married to multiple spouses. And one day there was a knock on the door, and it was the sister of Khadija radiallahu anha. And the Prophet started tearing, and he said, that knock reminds me of my late wife Khadija. So Aisha radiallahu anha even said, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you move on with your life? She is old and aged and she's passed away. Allah has given you many other spouses. Move on with life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I will never ever forget Khadija. Why? آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَنِي النَّاسِ صدقتني إذ كذبني الناس وواستني بمالها إذ حرمني الناس. When I stood up to say I'm the Prophet, Arabia in its entirety said I'm a liar. My wife Khadija said, I believe you and I trust you. My first pillar, my first support, my first cushion was my wife Khadija. آمنت بي إذ كفرني الناس صدقتني إذ كذبني الناس. When the world doubted my prophet word, she accepted it unconditionally. وواستني بمالها إذ حرمني الناس. And after embracing the faith and being wedded to me, she offered to me all the wealth that she had. She supported me with her finance when people had withheld their funds from me. Because of that, I will remember Khadija forever. And in one narration, he even said that Jibreel had come down and conveyed to me the glad tidings that Allah has prepared an exclusive home for Khadija in Jannah. On these few words, I conclude. I beg and I beseech and I implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our marriages, put blessings in our unions, grant us understanding and maturity, and grant us the vision to resolve our issues. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let death separate us and never talaq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit SL Hub.